Hey guys, this is Dr. Patrice Carter, and I am the coach's coach, as well as the founder and president of Breakpoint Coaching LLC, where we certify, equip, and train Christian life coaches, and I mentor others who want to do the same. Guys, I'm so excited to be here before you today because I have something a little different that I want to share. Typically, our content centers around coaches and sharing information, tips, tools, resources, etc., that are beneficial to life coaches, but recently, I was asked to be a guest speaker for a fellow cohort or colleague at the university where I teach part-time, and she asked me if I would do a video for her entrepreneurship class speaking about entrepreneurial tips for strategy and growth, and I thought, wow, that's a great topic, and as I was recording and sharing the details, I thought that it would be really awesome to share it with you guys as well. So today, our topic is entrepreneurial tips for strategy and growth. And so with that, you're going to see me, looking down if you're watching this on video, if you're on podcast, hey, you don't need to worry about it, but I want to just get right into it. And so with that, there are six things that I share plus a bonus tip. If you're an entrepreneur and you are positioned or want to be positioned for strategy and for growth, the first is that you want to and need to be in tune with your business so that you know when it's time to scale. What I mean by that is you don't want to just set it and forget it in your business. I know now that's true to a certain extent because we all want, and I do want, a business that makes me money while I sleep. But with that, you have to make sure that you set a firm foundation and you put and establish practices and things of that nature that keep your business running smoothly. And so you need to know what's happening with your staff if you have a staff. You need to know what's happening with your customers. You need to know what's happening with your finances, your taxes. And essentially what I'm sharing is that you need to have a finger on the pulse of your business at all times so that you know the health of your business and the viability, meaning that you want to keep it alive. So with that, number two is you want to hire and recruit a reputable and diverse staff, as well as a staff that has diverse skills. So again, I want to repeat that: hire a reputable and diverse staff with diverse skills. And then after you've done that, you want to make sure that you, one, pay them well, and two, that you train them well. So I believe it's really important that you have a staff that reflects your client or clients, if you will, as best you can. And then also that you have a staff that has a diverse skill set, because you don't want a bunch of yes people or a bunch of people that are just like you. You want people that are creative, people that have ideas that are out of the box, people that have ideas that challenge you as an entrepreneur in a really good way. And it just is so much better when you bring a melting pot together and you just come up with this amazing product, and you can even end up surprising yourself. So I just hugely, I just suggest that you, I don't want to say hugely suggest, I don't even know if that sounds right, but I really encourage you, strongly encourage you to seek out diversity and to not be challenged by that, because sometimes I believe that it can be intimidating when you hire people or you have staff that's smarter than you, or that maybe they're more experienced than you. And so with that, you want to take your ego and kind of put it to the side, because that is a way that you're going to grow and develop and become better as an entrepreneur, is when you hire people that are smarter than you. I don't want to be the smartest person in the room, because I want to constantly be growing and learning. So that is a bonus tip: be constantly growing and learning. So a bonus tip also under hiring a reputable and diverse staff is to support their visions and goals as well. So here at Breakpoint, we have an amazing faculty and staff team. We have five people on staff that teach the courses, that support me and Breakpoint and the endeavors that me and Dalton go for, my husband and the love of my life and the co-owner at Breakpoint. Shout outs to him. But with that, the coaches that work with us, that serve with us and serve alongside us, they own their own respective business. Many of them are, they're all coaches already in their own right. Some of them are counselors. Some of them are pastors. Some of them, in fact, all of them are motivational speakers, and they're published authors. So I support them in their endeavors as well, because there should be reciprocity. So you want to make sure that when you do hire your staff and or your faculty, if you are a coaching school as well, that you support them and support their endeavors, because it will come back to you a thousandfold. In addition to that, number three strategy for growth is to have standard operating procedures, policies firmly in place. I cannot stress that enough. Have standard operating procedures and policies firmly in place and hire help to get those done. So I was blessed to meet an online business manager, Rebecca Hoy, who helped me to get standard operating procedures written for Breakpoint Coaching. And I can't tell you the weight that it took off my shoulders. It gave me such a sense of peace because I had firmly held policies and procedures in place that I could hold us all accountable to, us being the staff as well as our clients. And I believe that people like that. People like order, and they want to know the standards by which they're being judged, if you will, not judged, but evaluated when it's time for evaluations, and or when it's time for them to graduate the course, that there is a standard that we've all followed and that we all agree to. And agreement, there's power in agreement. The Bible says, how can two walk together unless they have agreed to do so? And people can't agree with what's not known, nor can they be held accountable to what has not been shared or set as a standard. So that's hugely important. Number four, seek mentors, coaches, and trusted advisors. As an entrepreneur, you should be seeking out mentors, coaches, and or trusted advisors. The Bible tells us there is safety in a multitude of counselors. So when you get ready to grow as an entrepreneur, when you get ready to start as an entrepreneur, you definitely want to seek out mentors that have experience in your area of expertise, or that not your area of expertise, but the area that you want to embark into and that you want to grow into. So when I became a life coach, I sought out mentoring from established life coaches. When I needed to scale the business because I knew it was time to hire, because we were growing and I needed help teaching the courses, I sought out an online business manager. But most importantly, I sought the Lord. So you need to pray through. I won't say you need to, but I pray through, and I highly and strongly suggest that you pray through all of your decisions. So you seek the Lord. And while he may be found, as the word says, but also pray about and seek out mentors, people that will pour into you and will guide you so that you can avoid pitfalls that are common to your industry, but also so that you can be encouraged and held accountable so that you don't veer off course. And then also trusted advisors, people that you can share your big visions with, that you know won't take it and run off and steal it or go do their own thing with that information. So having people around you that you trust is so important. And if you don't have that, I pray that you find that group of, and it doesn't have to be a lot of people. It can just be 1 to 3 people that are hugely supportive of you and that give you the truth and that have excellent expertise, have great expertise. So with that, number five, use other people's money. What do I mean by that? Now, as an entrepreneur, and I don't feel like we're that old. We have, my husband and I own 3 companies, Breakpoint Coaching, which is about 13 years old. The school, Breakpoint Coaching as a school, is only 4 years old. Our e-courses are about 2 years old. But then we have a multimedia company that is the oldest out of all of them, and it's about 15 years old. And then we have a coffee trailer, Hollywood Java LLC, which is 4 years old. So we have different businesses in different phases. But with that, when I say use other people's money, we bootstrapped a lot of it. So a lot of the money that we have put into our business has come from our own savings, has come from our income that we made from the business. So when people would hire us and pay for our services, we would reinvest that money right back into the business. But then as we've grown, and as you guys have seen here through COVID also, there are SBA grants that are available. So I really encourage you to look into those EIDL grants. The PPP loans is something you might want to, you know, do some research on. But the EIDL grants I found to be pretty straightforward and easy to obtain. And with that, look into grants. There are so many grants that are out there now for women-owned business, for service-based businesses, for nonprofits, especially, again, during the time of COVID. Look into regional organizations that support small business. I know here in our town, we have an organization that is specifically geared towards helping small businesses from birth to inception to maturity. So really look out, begin to reach out, seek out that information, seek out those resources, both locally, regionally, and nationally, and even internationally, depending on where you may be watching this video or listening to this podcast from. And then also consider pitch competitions. Now, one of my 2021 goals was to pitch for money. but I haven't had the opportunity to do that yet, but that is definitely going to continue to stay on my radar for into 2022 and beyond, is to pitch, because there are some organizations where I've seen other people pitch and everyone gets funded. So if three people get picked, all three people get funding. So you just never know. And I truly believe that the Bible tells what the Bible says, which says we have not because we ask not. And so a bonus tip would be, don't be afraid to ask. And then six, crowdfunding. So crowdfunding has been huge for us as it relates to our coffee trailer business, because when we started as a coffee pop-up, meaning we were like a clown car, y'all, we would have all the tables, chairs, coffee machine, cups, you name it. And we would carry it in the truck. We would pop it up, do a pop-up. We were a pop-up shop. And then it just got to be so much because my husband kept ordering like all this equipment and building the business till I was like, oh my gosh, we're like carrying an entire store on our backs. So a friend of ours sat us down and he was like, hey, you're going to do a crowdfunding campaign. Shout out to Keith Sykes, our brother. Appreciate you, sir. And so we shot a video. We went with GoFundMe. So there's GoFundMe, there's Kickstarter. There are many different crowdfunding websites out there, but you want to read and research and see what the parameters are, because with some of them, if you don't meet your goal, you don't get the funds. So I believe that we did GoFundMe, but don't quote me on that. But anyway, that's how we were able to get the money for our coffee trailer. And then fast forward, we had the trailer for about a year or so. And then we wanted to invest in an espresso machine. So we did another crowdfunding campaign. And within a week, we had raised, we needed $6,000, and we had it by the end of the week. And so crowdfunding is an amazing way for your community and people that like, know, love, trust you to support you. And you'd be surprised, there are strangers that have sown and sold into our campaign. It was the coolest thing ever. Quick story, there's a specific espresso machine that we wanted, and the gentleman that we get our coffee roasted from, shout out to Scott at Carborough Coffee Roasters. He has a relationship with the people that developed the espresso machines and distribute the espresso machines. And so the espresso machine owner reached out to him and said, hey, I saw that Dalton and Patrice are having this crowdfunding campaign. We want to give them a discount and we want to sow into the campaign. Guys, we were just moved to tears by that. So you never know how many people just really support you until you start to do, put your ask out there and things of that nature. So again, bonus tip, repeat, don't be afraid to ask. And some of you are going to have to get over that fear of asking and or the pride that comes with not wanting to ask for money. So you have to think, you're not asking for money to put in your pocket. You're asking for money to reinvest. So they're actually investing. So that's another bonus tip. As you begin to think about strategies for growth, think about developing an investor portfolio and doing your research and getting your ducks in a row to bring on investors into your business. They can be silent partners, silent investors, reaching out to venture capitalists. So that's a whole nother ball of wax that I don't have expertise in, but I do have expertise in asking, and I don't mind asking. And I'm super gracious when people say no, and I'm super gracious when people say yes, because we're just asking them to support what God has given us to do. And he has already provided that person's heart and mind. He's already made it turn towards you with favor. So there's that. So with that, again, ask for the support. Ask for the support of your community and those that just love what you do. Some people just love coffee and just love the whole mom and pop coffee culture. And people love coaching. And people love consistency. So that's my other bonus tip, is be consistent. If you want to grow and you want a guaranteed strategy for growth for any entrepreneur is consistency. And then lastly, my bonus tip is one of my favorite scriptures, and that is to pray and seek the Lord, which we started out with that. But I want to end on praying and seeking the Lord for your expansion and growth. And that comes out of 1 Chronicles 4:10. And it is the prayer of Jabez, which says, and Jabez called on the God of Israel. Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain. And God granted his request. So as you begin to think about entrepreneurial strategies for growth, you want to pray, you want to seek God for the strategy, you want to ask him to bless your endeavor, and you want to follow those steps that I laid out for you. So let's recap real quick. be in tune with your business so that you know when it's time to scale. Hire reputable and diverse staff with diverse skills, pay them well, train them well, and support their visions and goals. Have standard operating procedures and policies firmly in place. Hire help with this if you need to. Seek mentors, coaches, and trusted advisors because there is what? Safety in a multitude of counselors. Use other people's money, crowdfund, ask for support. And lastly, again, pray and seek the Lord for expansion and favor. So guys, I just wish you all the best. Please comment, subscribe, like, share, subscribe, but comment and let me know if this was helpful. Let me know if you would like to hear more tips for entrepreneurial strategies for growth, and or if there are specific topics that you would love to hear me talk about or that you have questions about, I want to know more of. I have over 30 plus years of experience in the areas of business, coaching, some finance, and military endeavors. My background is in training and leadership. And again, I have been life coaching for over 13 years and certifying and training Christian life coaches for the last 4 years through live course and e-course instruction. So if you want to find out more about me, you can learn more at my website, which is www.drpatricecarter.com. But please be sure to hit the notification bell so that you receive notification every time I upload or share a video. And please do connect because I want to know more about you guys, who's listening, what's going on in your life, what's going on in your business, where are you in your business, how can I help support you? So guys, God bless you. That is all that we have for today on The Coach's Coach. Remember, if you want to become a certified Christian life coach, we can do that. We can help you become that. And or if you are already an existing coach, but you want to begin to enlarge your coaching practice by group coaching and or scaling to develop e-courses, I offer mentoring courses and coaching on that as well. So guys, God bless you, and I will talk with you soon. Take care.